Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone travels to the Central Asian Republic of Azerbaijan on Thursday for a visit that will include the inauguration of the first Catholic Church since the country gained independence from the Soviet Union in the 1990s. The Cardinal has also been visiting the neighbouring Republic of Armenia, despite a state of emergency imposed after an opposition protest turned violent at the weekend, with at least 8 people killed. The situation also remains tense on the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan after a shootout earlier in the week between soldiers in the disputed border region of Nagorno-Karabakh. During the visit, however, the Cardinal is due to meet with the Azeri president and top government officials, as well as being welcomed by leaders of the Muslim and Orthodox communities.
The Muslim community in Azerbaijan is 80% of the population, which means it is an overwhelming majority.
Archbishop Claudio Gugerotti is the Holy See's representative to Azerbaijan, as well as to neighbouring Georgia and Armenia. He told me more about the itinerary and the aims of the Cardinal's visit.
Well, certainly the first aim is meeting, supporting the Catholic community there, which is partially made up with people who are descendants from Catholic families, and partly of workers that are in Azerbaijan, particularly from the Philippines or from India, for their own jobs. And he is going to inaugurate officially the first Catholic Church after communism. And it's very important that at the inauguration we shall have the presence of the President of the Republic and all the highest religious authorities, which means the head of the Muslim community, the Russian Orthodox bishop, and also the head of the Jewish community, together with the diplomatic corps and the different civil authorities. Then he will have a very prolonged meeting, and he is a personal guest of the Sheikh al-Islam, that is the highest Muslim authority of the Caucasus. And we wanted to honor the guests in a very special and solemn way, which means that, of course, a message of tolerance and mutual comprehension will be spread also via the media that will be massively invited to the meetings. And then His Eminence will have meetings with all the civil authorities just to foster this possibility of living together and having an atmosphere of mutual friendship, particularly with the Muslim communities all over the world.
This visit, of course, marks Pope John Paul's trip to Azerbaijan in 2002,
right,
during which he also brought a message of peace and reconciliation.
Yes.
What would you say, perhaps, were the lasting results, the lasting legacy of that visit?
Well, you know, people are still very much impressed by the visit of John Paul II. I remember, because I was already here, I was already in Azerbaijan during that period, people were astonished and very deeply touched by the fact that the Pope, in those terrible health conditions, accepted to go and visit such a small Catholic community, but above all, meet also the Muslim inhabitants of Azerbaijan, and they told me, we are all here in the street to see him because he is a holy man and because really he decided that he could stand the suffering and the fatigue of this travel in order to show a sign of solidarity and also of fraternity with our people. So the legacy of the visit of the Cardinal is exactly on the same path. It means that Pope Benedict XVI continues exactly the same attitude, sends his first collaborator in order to witness his presence and his message.
Can you tell us something about the Muslim community there and what kind of influence the Muslim community there has on the region?
Well, you know, the Muslim community in Azerbaijan is 80% of the population. What is specific in that country, in spite of the Soviet legacy, is the fact that they try their best in order to establish an atmosphere of tolerance, of religious tolerance, which is also expressed by the fact that all the traditional religious leaders are always together, and they will be together also during the inauguration of the church. You know, the sign that the president of a country with such a high majority of Muslims take part in the inauguration is something which is very significant. The message is the following, that Azerbaijan wants to show concretely that being Muslims and being tolerant is possible. And they want to do it very openly. We must remember that the land on which the church is built was given as a present by the father of the president, to Pope John Paul II, and that also the presence of the new president at the celebration is a sign that they want to express a welcome to other religions in Azerbaijan, of course, asking respect and not a kind of wide and violent proselytism, which could affect not only the atmosphere in the country, but also the political equilibrium, the political balance. So with this visit, Azerbaijan is ready to show that they want to be tolerant and they want to bring it to the attention of the whole world. Of course, they will also raise the problem of the Nagorno-Karabakh crisis that originated a war between Armenia and Azerbaijan, a war which is not settled yet, with the tragedy of many people that were obliged to leave their own homes and have been living for a long time as refugees. So that is another sign of suffering that certainly will be shown to His Eminence, and where he will also pronounce a sign of solidarity of the Holy Father and of the Holy See.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Gugerotti, Apostolic Nuncio to the Republics of Azerbaijan, Armenia and Georgia.